Welcome to the AI on Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. To subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and any Android podcast of choice. Today's guest is Mitch Lieberman. Mitch is the Program Director of Conversational Intelligence at Opus Research based in Chicago. Mitch's focus is to help enterprise executives who are taking charge of bringing customer care and self-service into the age of natural language understanding, machine learning, big data, analytics. I was delighted to catch up with Mitch at the ConvertCon conference in Dublin recently. In this short podcast, Mitch will talk a little bit about his background in customer relationship management, the value that AI will bring in conversation, advice to businesses looking to adopt and apply AI, and then later in the show, Mitch will tell us a little bit about where he sees AI and machine learning heading the next couple of years and the value of big data to build AI systems. You're listening to the AI in Action podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. My guest today is Mitch Lieberman from Opus Research. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. Mitch, tell us a little bit about your background.
So my background comes from a strong customer service and customer relationship management, CRM, background. I spent many years looking at CRM from different angles, customer service, as I noted, sales, marketing. I've been an architect for customer service solutions, and I've also looked very carefully at sales process and introducing the relationship part of CRM into brand and customer relationships.
Tell us about some of the challenges that people don't necessarily think about that you actually come across every day. And you're very pragmatic in how you're kind of approaching it and telling that story, but tell us about maybe some of the challenges that people have to be mindful of.
I think among the biggest is that within organizations, large or small, that there is a defined process for either selling or for serving the needs of customer and customer service. So you have organizations have an operational process. Customers have their own way of thinking about things, and you can call it a decision cycle, you can call it what they do every day. There are many ways to do it. And there is often an enforcement of an operational process upon a customer when they're trying to do something. You can think of it as the old IVRs, integrated voice response systems, or touch tone responses. You know, press one for this or two for that. And okay, what if your option is not there? It's about helping companies realize that there is friction between what your operational process is and what the customer is trying to achieve.
And the reality is we are irrational beings that's driven by emotion. As mm-hmm. much as we like to think we make human decisions, there's a chimp there that just acts, depending on their mood, depending on how much sleep we've had, we act different ways. And they gave the example today with some chatbots. You might say, I want a GPS added for my car, please, mm-hmm. when you're looking for a car rental. Another person will go sat navi, GPS, and they'll use this type of terminology that isn't always what we expect it to be in terms of that experience. So it's a really, really hard one to manage.
It is. And I want to go back to your first point, which is Daniel Kahneman talks about in his book called Thinking Fast and Slow. And the essence is that the buying decisions are 80% emotional, no matter what people say. So a consumer, has something they want to get done. You know, inside speak, that's their job. They have a job to get done. I want to go to the store and I want to buy food. There's things that are utility jobs. They're very simple and they're straightforward. Even utility functions, things you think are just simplistic, I'd like to go and do this, they're emotional. 80% of the time, they're emotionally driven. And it's to your point that we're irrational in a good day or a bad day, and we need to understand that people are making emotional decisions even in the business world. It's not just family or something like that.
So we were talking about emotion and how emotion will make us make decisions that the human might necessarily think we're going to make, but we're so emotive in all the kind of decision making as well. When you take that into consideration, what is the value of AI to conversations?
So there's two specific elements, and there's the very long-running value, which are the NL family, I'll call them, the natural language processing, understanding, and generation. And these are, while AI seems to be a little bit all the buzz right now, these natural language understanding and natural language processing are 20 and 30 years of research, sometimes longer. And they've been around for such a long time, but now they've reached an inflection point for a few reasons. One, their value is now better understood. And so those are absolutely intelligent. There's machine learning, there's understanding of words and word patterns, and those are extremely valuable. And two, the consumerization of these, of the assistants, your typical, your knowns, your Microsoft Cortana, your Google Assistant, and your Amazon Alexa. So now they're suddenly very valuable. So that is intelligence added to conversations. And we can then further process it.
So you kind of got an interesting specific, kind of interesting kind of topics that you talk about is AI really kind of looking for a problem to solve, or how are we actually going to apply it? So we have to be kind of mindful that we don't go on a rabbit hole to think we can apply AI to a variety of different things when a decision tree will potentially probably just do a lot easier and better rather than all the investment. If you were to kind of give a company advice on kind of applying machine learning to some problems that they're encountering, what kind of tips or principles would you give with them?
I would start with, what is the business problem that we're trying to solve? In the world of conversations and customer service, using natural language processing and understanding is extremely valuable in understanding intent. What are they trying to understand? If we can get to empathy, boy, that's a good one, because as I stated earlier about the emotional element, if we can understand and detect emotion, that would be extremely valuable in fast forwarding, helping a customer to achieve something they're trying to get done. So that's really valuable. On the other side, which is my history in customer relationship systems, sales and marketing don't use that element of AI very much right now. They're still very much, people looking at sales and marketing processes, are still very much in what I call broadcast mode, which is they talk more than they listen. And so they're applying artificial intelligence in the marketing world, for example. Just a couple of examples that I'm sure people can think of many more. You know, what is the best headline that will make this article SEO friendly? Right? You know, let me use that. Let me figure out the best content in a blog. Does it have the right number of keywords and readability? You know, that's starting to become more valuable, but sales, segmentation. If you're a person of this gender, this nationality, this eye color, and now we're getting into caution because now we're segmenting people by what would be private information or secure information or personal information, but many of the personalization engines are applying AI to massive data sets, looking for patterns for the purpose of finding more customers. It's not wrong to want to find more customers. It's simply a different application, and that part of intelligence is not yet artificial. It's still just a little bit, we're getting better at it versus the natural language processing, which is 20 and 30 years of research.
Yeah, it's a really, really good point. If you kind of gave a near-term, mid-term, and long-term view of where you see machine learning / AI kind of playing out, what would your perspective be?
I think over the next 2 years, organizations, specific departments should come up with what systems and processes do they want to make better, and how do they want to make them more intelligent? How do they want to create intelligent systems and not yet artificial? And if you can then answer those questions, then you can start to say, does creating an intelligent system mean I need to create it artificially intelligent? So if I ask the business user, would it be helpful if I added natural language processing? Are people going to send you text or emails or think that you would like to be processed and you'd like to learn because you're getting hundreds and thousands of these? So 2 years, focus on very practical, narrow uses of intelligence and artificial intelligence. Start now. You can expand in the future. So the 2 to 5 year horizon, collect your data, clean data. Artificial intelligence is, it's interesting. We spent many years about talking about big data, and it was very buzzword compliant. It was often used and read about, and people didn't quite get it. Suddenly, people are going back and say, ah, I get it now. Big data is really valuable to creating artificial intelligence systems. And the first thing people will tell you, make sure your data is clean. So you now have, when you're getting ready for more generalized use cases, 2 to 5 years, make sure your data is clean. Any place you're even thinking about it, come up with a master data management strategy, come up with a keep your data clean strategy, and keep your data so then later it's there for you to use securely, private, keep GDPR in check, et cetera, et cetera.
So keep it simple, be very mindful on your data, keeping it bias-free and very clean.
Yes. And beyond that, you can expand into further general use cases to make your business more efficient. So think about the intelligence you want to add to conversations, because conversations are the way in which people communicate with each other, and in the future will communicate with systems and machines. And it's not only about consumer side, it's about helping employees. There are so many different ways that we can apply these technologies, but start solving problems and create evangelists within your organization and start slowly so people don't get nervous about job loss and just lay the foundation. These are augmentation type of capabilities.
And that kind of comes into digital dexterity, yeah. Senior leadership, driving that through and understanding that. Otherwise, you're going to get them versus us, versus the augmentation.
Correct.
Part of it. And then kind of the last dovetail,
yeah.
Final 5 years or kind of as 3 years, is that long-term enough? It's so hard to determine.
The future will be, and we've heard it a little bit here at the ConverCom conference, which is 50 to 70 years ago, we made a choice, and the only way we could interface with computers was first with punch cards, and then we could use our fingers on a keyboard, and we forgot that actually as humans, we communicate visually, and we communicate with words and with voice. So the future is we will communicate with systems via voice-based technologies, and it will take us 5 to 15 years to actually make it. So websites won't go away, but I might not have a mouse and I might not have a mobile device. I might simply speak and then I will see a visual cue because the visual elements will be important. So my interface with a computer will most likely be via voice.
Mitch Lieberman, Program Director for Conversational Intelligence at Opus Research. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's all for the episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, please head over to the website www.aiinaction.ie and subscribe to our newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards, which will take place at the Gibson Hotel on Thursday the 22nd of November. The AI Awards is a not-for-profit community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best of AI and data science in Ireland. It focuses to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science and machine learning. It's a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. If you're interested in finding out more, go to www.aiawards.ie/tickets. See you soon.